This is Callender's James Webster in Scunthorpe, standing next to, as bins go, probably one of the most exciting bins that you've seen in a long time. And this is one of six bins which will shortly be coming to the streets in Scunthorpe. What makes this bin different is how it manages the waste that goes in it. So it's already a lot bigger than some of the bins that you see out on the streets. But the real technical wizardry is inside this bin, where there's a compactor which squashes the rubbish down and means that this bin is capable of holding a lot more rubbish for an equivalent bin of its size. And then hidden under a solar panel which powers it on the top is a lot of very high-tech electronics which email the council and which tell them when the bin needs emptying, so they're not going out and emptying bins which are only half full. Well, with me is Phil from the council. Just give me an idea what sort of a difference this will make when you get these out on the street.
Well, for instance, it's going to be much more efficient for us to schedule our rounds for collecting. At the moment, we go whether they're empty or whether they're not, because we go on a rota to empty the bins. This way, we'll know when the bins are at their optimum level for emptying, so we should be able to cut back down on wasted time.
And it's just seeing it in action here, it's impressive to look at what it does. It does very well.
Yes, it does very well. It's quiet, silent, and of course with the solar panel, it's free energy, and you're not spending any money on, and it's environmentally clean.
Okay, Phil, thank you very much indeed. Well, these bins should hopefully be installed in the next couple of months in Scunthorpe, and fingers crossed they'll also be helping the council to save plenty of money as they seek to make efficiencies in the current round of budget cuts. You can see more about this and a full demonstration of what really is an impressive bin on Callender tonight at 6 on ITV1.